ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, DJ Wallach, Helen Wheels, welcoming you to another episode of the Metal Grotto here on Radio Free Satan. This week's episode is meant to mark my 9-year anniversary in the Church of Satan. I do apologize for the brief gap in between shows before we get started. As this is my 9th anniversary, I initially had this idea to have 18 tracks at a length of 19 minutes. And you will see how quick that changed, because I was overwhelmed at the prospect of doing 19 minutes worth of music with 18 tracks. So I cut it down to about 9 tracks instead. Without further ado, let's get to the first half of the show.
We'll be right back. have is going to burn soon.
We'll be right back.
To start things off, we had Arrival by King Diamond from the album Abigail. And that song, of course, has the line of lyrics, 18 is actually 9. Keep that in mind because it will come back later in the show. During the process of getting this show together, a few favorite albums of mine had anniversaries, one of which was Manowar's Battle Hymns, which celebrated its 39th anniversary of Steel. I had to just say that. And that was represented by Metal Days. After that, we had the Electric Hellfire Club with Hellfire from their album Kiss the Goats. And of course, one of the tracks I always put in an anniversary show was After That with Called by the Fire by Ishan from his album The Adversary. Instead of doing an Emperor track, I just opted to do Ishan this time. And the next last track for this part of the set was Les Messes Noires by The Quintessentials featuring the still-missed Magister Les Hernandez from their album Pentagonal Revisionism. The last song of this part of the set was Zero Tolerance by Typo Negative from their album Slow, Deep, and Hard, which also celebrated an anniversary. But if you know anything about Typo Negative, you know they suck. And of course, that was a joke for those of you who are not fans of the band and are unaware of their self-depreciating humor. We will be back after these messages.
In 1966, Anton LaVey created the Church of Satan, marking the beginning of the Age of Fire and Year One Anno Satanas. In 1969, he published The Satanic Bible, codifying Satanism as a religion, the first time it's been done in human history.
In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, king of hell, come forth from the pit, bestow the blessings of hell upon us. For we are your children, and we invoke thee this night.
In 2001, I was appointed High Priest of the Church of Satan. In 2007, I published the Satanic Scriptures, further defining and expanding on Satanic philosophy and greater magic ritual.
Hail Satan, full of might! Our allegiance is with thee! Cursed are they, the God adorers, and cursed are the worshippers of the Nazarene eunuch.
For the past 50 years, the Church of Satan has stood as the sole organization to define and defend Satanism as a religion. And though pretenders to the infernal throne have come and gone, we have stood the test of time and will into the future. Visit churchofsatan.com for more information and read the Satanic Bible and the Satanic Scriptures. Knowledge is the solution for ignorance. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! This is Lambert's Basement, providing your weekly travels in time via nostalgia, broadcasting on RadioFreeSatan.com.
Do you suffer from offbeat time signatures? Are you experiencing diminished chords? Are there signs of blue notes, improvisations, stomping, jumping, swinging, jiving, and syncopations? Then you need a doctor. So why not come down into Lambert's Basement and receive a dose of big band swing and jazz on RadioFreeSatan.com.
Lambert's Basement on Radio Free Satan.
Please note, regular listening can cause goldfish zombification.
Okay, Hullabaloo promo, take one.
So I just read this and that's it?
Yep, that's it. Nice and easy, and go.
For the finest in surf, garage, and ska, tune into Hullabaloo or I'll gut you like a fish.
Dagon, just keep to the script, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, take two.
For the finest in surf, garage, and ska, tune into Hullabaloo or a plague of toads will descend on your village.
Dagon.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right, take three.
For the finest in surf, garage, and ska, tune into Hullabaloo on Radio Free Satan.
Finally.
I hate it.
This is Citizen Matt. Join me and Dagon for the finest in surf, garage, and ska. It's Hullabaloo on Radio Free Satan.
You are listening to one of many fine shows from RadioFreeSatan.com. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the show and others using iTunes, Stitcher, and other means as well. Subscribe today and get every new episode of your favorite Radio Free Satan shows downloaded automatically to your PC or mobile device. For more information, visit the subscribe area of the show's page on RadioFreeSatan.com.
Enjoy your revenge.
We'll be right back.
talk, Cornish Mutant Green, Lex Talionis Hawk. Dispensing punishments, justice retributes, responding in kind to fortune. To fortune.
Yeah.
The second half of the set opened up with a double shot by Reverend David Ingram. First, we had Wet Tarionis by Echelon from the album The Brimstone Aggrandizement. This was, of course, followed by Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ascena from the album Swim with the Leviathan. Of course, that was a Monty Python reference. The final track of the set was Nine by Merciful Fate from their album Nine. To commemorate my 9th year as a member of the Church of Satan and my 7th as a warlock, I will recite a little bit of The Unknown Known from the Satanic Rituals by our founder, Anton Sylvander LaVey. Despite others' attempts to identify a certain number with Satan, it will be known that 9 is his number. 9 is the number of the ego, for it always returns to itself. No matter what is done to it, through the most complex multiplication of 9 by any other number, in the final equation, 9 alone will stand forth. Anton Sander LaVey, The Unknown Known, from the Satanic Rituals. 9 years in the Church of Satan. Not bad, huh? Well, I've been a warlock for 7 of those 9 years, and I've been a DJ on Radio Free Satan for a majority of that time. But I'd be remiss and rather overly egotistical if I made it seem like I did this all alone. I didn't. So without further ado, and I'll try not to make this too much of an Academy Awards level thanks list, I'd like to thank the Infernal Academy. No, just kidding. I'd like to thank the following people, and if I forget you, please don't take it personal. First and foremost, I would like to thank my producers. Rocky McCune was my first producer when I was doing Metal Invaders before I took over the Metal Grotto. He took those early shows where we were basically flying by the seat of our pants. Yes, I actually do wear those. And made them somewhat serviceable. And if you enjoy those early shows, be sure to thank Rocky. And of course, I have to thank Magister Gene Laverne, who has taken my many, many retakes and fuck-ups. And, Robert, you forgot this. I did. Oh, shit. Let me re-record, which is what I'm doing now. Actually, he has done a wonderful, wonderful job getting these shows out on time and with minimal fuck-ups. Thank you, Gene, so much for what you do. And while I'm mentioning Gene, be sure to listen to his show, Vox Satane, here on Radio Free Satan. And, of course, here we go with the rest of the thank twist. I would like to thank Reverend David Ingram, drinker of much beer, swayer of much rubbish, and host of Metal Breakfast Radio, also here on Radio Free Satan. He's also the lead vocalist of Benediction, so please check out their newest album. Okay, I'm not gonna do the Monty Python impression for the whole thing. David is a wonderful longtime friend of mine. We both enjoy our metal and other genres, and we both enjoy our beer and taking the absolute ever-loving piss out of the stuff that we enjoy. And not in a golden shower way. By the way, David also had a big band jazz and swing show by the name of Lambert's Basement. Recently, he did regeneration episodes because I suspect, can't prove it, mind you, that he's a Time Lord. So search up Lambert's Basement Regeneration on Radio Free Satan and give those shows a listen. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my other drinking buddy, Christopher Lee, otherwise known as Clint Mephisto, host of Clint Mephisto's Shit Kicking Road Show. Give that show a listen. It's got psychobilly, rockabilly, swamp pop, classic country, everything in between. So open yourself up a PBR, turn it up, rip the knob off, give it a listen. Now for the general thanks list of this. First and foremost, thanks to the Maestro and Mama Seat. The Maestro has just celebrated 20 years as our High Priest, and Mama Satan will be celebrating 19 years as the High Priestess. I'm still the new kid on the block, you know? I've only got 9 years under my belt. They've really been a source of inspiration and tough love when I needed it. But I'm trying not to, like I said, turn this into an Academy Awards speech. But also, thank you to Magistrate Egrain, host of Confessions of a Wicked Witch here on Radio Free Satan, for being a sounding board and giving me tough love when I need it. As does my publisher, Hydra M. Star, who finally talked to me about 2 years ago now into putting out a poetry collection, Obsidian Odes. Have you read it yet? If you haven't, you should. And if you don't want to spend a lot of money, the Kindle's about $350. But if you do want to put more money in my coffers and buy it through Lulu, because I get more money that way. I also need to thank Warlock Jeff Ibbins, host of the Metro, because he was the one that gave me full control of the Metal Grotto, and I hope I haven't ruined it too much. There are so many other people I could thank. I'd probably forget a few people in there, but thank you all for listening so much. Here's to many more years in our infernal cabal. Stay heavy, stay healthy, stay safe. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Hail the Church of Satan, and hail Satan.